Chancellor, President, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to begin my comments this afternoon by saying how deeply honored I am at receiving an honorary doctorate from this wonderful institution. I have learned about the university, its history of over 200 years, its move from a faith-based institution to a modern research university dealing across communities and faiths. And in many ways, it is a pathfinder for many of us who are working in the developing world. And I am particularly honored because you have chosen me as the first Muslim to receive this honor. Over the years, there are two things which I think have marked the efforts that we have carried out in the developing world. The first is the critical need for education. And my worry is that the educational resources of the developing world that we're working in are running far behind need. And therefore, partnerships are critical for us because we cannot do alone the things that need to be done. And today's meeting, today's opportunity to talk to the university officers, faculty members, has given me a wonderful opportunity to be able to look to this university and see how together we might build bridges for a better future between Ireland and the developing world. The second issue which has become essential in our view is the issue of pluralism. You cannot look at the developing world of Africa or Asia or the Middle East without being struck how terrible it has been that during the past 50 years, communities of faith, communities of race, communities of tribe, all around the world, have failed to understand that pluralism is an extraordinary asset. And rather than investing in an asset, many countries, many communities have looked at this as a liability. Ireland is an exemplar of having understood the problem and moved past it. And we are looking for exemplars. We are looking at exemplars in the Western world of successful economies, successful countries, successful government, where we can learn from you as to how you have achieved those extraordinary results and how we can hope to replicate them in the developing world. So the visit today has given me a starry-eyed reaction to the things that we might be able to do together. And I wanted to thank you very much indeed for the magnificent honor that you have given me. Thank you.